We're on the bottom of Memalef and Aleph. Omar Rava, Achlo Na, that you ate the Churban Pesach semi roasted. So Lokish Tai, you get two Malkas. Rashi, Mishum Lo Sochala, you get Malkas, and Lo Sochlu, Lo Sochal Na, and Mishum Lo Sochlu Kriim Shliyesh. And also, it's not Shliyesh. There's a lot in that too. Lo sochlu ki im tzliyesh. Rashi, the ki im tzliyesh, nomi alav de lo sochlu koi. In other words, it says, lo sochlu, no, mavosh, mavosh, mayim, ki im tzliyesh. So the end of the pasuk goes back on the beginning, on the lo sochlu. Don't eat it, no, and don't eat it anything that's not tzliyesh. So therefore, you get two lavin, two malkas. No umavushu lo kisholosh. If you ate it no and mavushu, part of it was no, part of it was mavushu. And what's it called? And so you get three malkas, one for no, one for mavushu, and one for ki im tzliyesh. Abaye omer ein lo kidolav shebichlolos. Rashi mavushu. Oh, we skip something. Mavushu lo kishtayim. No, mavushu lo kishalosh. Rashi, mavushu lo kishtayim, mishum mavushu, mishum lo sochlu ki im tzliyesh. Baya holds no, you don't get a malchus and a lav shebichlolos. Lav shebichlolos, so which one is the lav shebichlolos? The kol bo kol mine bishulin she'en on tzliya leser. So Baya holds on the ki im tzliyesh, you don't get malchus. Because that is a lav shebichlolos. It's kolal a lot of different things. That's how Rashi learns lav shebichlolos. That's the shaila in the Gemara. Whether a lav shebichlolos, you only don't get malchus when what's it called? When it is there's another lav that's miyuchad. Bichlal you don't get a malchus on lav shebichlolos because not dome it's a lav de chasima. That's what Abaye holds. Okay. Mishum kim tzliyesh, lo miyuchad laveh odidei kelav dechasima shumafarish yisuro, usmich alei parshas malkus leomineh. Right before the lav of losachsom comes the parsh of malkus. Okay, Rav Omar, similar machlokus. Ochazav, the Torah says that a nosher is not allowed to drink wine, and it says Micharzonim yadzav lo yochal. So Rav Omar Ochazav lo kishtayim. If you ate zog, right, you ate the pits or the machlokas, which one is which? But if you ate the skins or the pits, so some say the zog is the skin because you can see through it. It's like zechuchis. And the charchonim are the pits. And some say pumfakir. The zog is like a bell. It's the pit. And the charchon is the skin. Whatever. If you ate the skin of a grape, a nosher, so you get two malkas. Charchon lokishtai. The same thing if you ate the pits. Zog the charchon lokishalosh. If he ate zog v'chartzon, he gets three malchus. Where's the third? We'll see in one second. Rashi. Achal zog lo kishtayim. Nazir sha'achlo. Mishum zog lo yeuchal. It says lo sochal. What's it called? Yayin v'sheichor al teisht. And anovin lachim v'yaveishim lo sochal. What's it called? Mechartzon v'yad zog lo yeuchal. So there's a special law for zog and chartzon. Ubishum mikol asher yeyosu migefen hayayin meicharzon v'yadzog. It says anything that's made from grapes you can't eat. That's a klal. Then it says the prat meicharzon v'yadzog. It mentions the charzon v'yadzog. Right. So mikdalo yeyochel koy no meyam mikol asher yase. So the lo yochel, just like over here, goes back. You can't eat anything from the grape, and specifically not the charzonim and the zog. So if you ate a charzon, you get two malchus. one for eating a charetzon, and one for eating anything that comes from the grape. The same thing goes with the zog. And if you ate both of them, you get three malkas. Eat. Abaya Omar ain't looking at Lasha Bechlawis. No, on the Mikolash Ye Ochil, Migefen Hayayin, you don't get malkas. And here again, the same Shaila. Ikat the Amri Tarti, who the low lucky, Chadami is lucky. You don't get two malkias. In other words, if you ate a chartzen, well, you're going to get malkas for the chartzen, then you don't get malkas for the lav shebechlolas. Because it's just a repeat of that same lav. Same thing with the zog. But if you ate something that's not a chartzen or a zog, right, that comes from the grape, then you'll get malkas for mikol asher ye'ochel. Rashi, lav shebechlolas, ain't loker al mikol asher ye'ochel. The lav shebechlolas, shekolel chartzonim v'zogim v'anovim lachim v'yaveshim v'olim v'lulovim. It includes the what's it called, the leaves and the shoots of the vine also. What says tarti l'loki? Hechi da'ochal zog or chartzon, l'loki alayu, where you eat a zog or a chartzon, and you're going to get malchus for them because of that specific lav, l'loki sumishu mikol asher ye'asa. Then you don't get an extra lav for the cloud. Umod abayi dimochal zog v'chartzon l'okishtayim. But Abai agrees that if you ate zog and chartzon, you get two malchus. The kivin of a forish kol echo di'atzmo koi nami halav v'lo yochal. There are the degrees. That's not lav shebechlolas. There the Torah mentions two separate things in the same pasuk, and each one separate. You get two such malkias. The havi command the cause of lava kol chad v'chad. The hachi muchach meseches nazir. The lapolik abaya ela malkus to be kol asher yoseh, but not on the malkus. And the same thing before. The malkus of noah and mevushel. Two separate things. There are other shitas held differently. They learn this whole sugya differently, and they hold lav shebechlolas is also noam, mevushel, whatever. Sometimes when the Torah mentions a lot of things in the same pasuk, also you don't get malchus. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. But the Rashi sheet that we're learning Rashi, that's it. Chada mi'alaki im ochel olim v'lulavim. However, like we said before, eat something that's not chartzon azog, but it's only included in mikol asher ye'ochel, like the leaves. Then you'll get malchus from mikol asher ye'ochel. Dein kan malchus de zog de chartzon, loki mishum lav de mikol asher ye'ose. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ochel kezayis nomi ba'od yom poter. Kezayis nomi chashkech ha'chayim. If you ate the korban Pesach noah, well, it's still daytime, and you couldn't eat it roasted. It's also to eat bechlav, right? You have to eat it ba'ochlus ha'basra b'layla hazeh. So if you ate it noah, during the day, you're potter from malchus. But if you ate it at night, then you're chayim. Ochel kezayis tzlimi ba'od yom, lo posel asem nechabura. If you ate a kezayis of the korban Pesach, roasted properly, during the day, in other words, erev Pesach, you didn't posel yourself from eating together with the chabura. You can't eat the korban Pesach in two places. So if you ate it in the daytime, wrongly, you can still eat it at night with your chabura, because the eating of the daytime doesn't count as eating, because it's not the right time. Kazayis tzli v'shachsheich ha'pasol atzim v'chabura. If you ate kazayis tzli in one place, not with your chabura, at night, then you can't eat it again together with the chabura, because you're not allowed to eat the korban Pesach in two places. Tadya idach, another braisa, yochel ochel kazayis non v'od yom yachayiv. I might think that if you ate a kazayis of noah, Erev Pesach, that you chayiv, right? B'dinu, a kavachomer. Umar b'shoshi yeshna b'kumech ol tzli. Yeshna b'bal toch al noah. If when there's a mitzvah to eat it, tzli. There's an iser to eat it, noah. B'shoshi yeshna b'kumech ol tzli. Surely when you're not allowed to eat it tzli, you're surely not allowed to eat it noah. Eno did she yeshna b'bal toch al noah. Although, or maybe not, learn differently. B'shoshi yeshna b'kumech ol tzli. Yeshna b'bal toch al noah. Maybe not. Maybe the issue of eating it noah is only when there's no mitzvah of eating it tzli. But then you're only over the issue of noah erev Pesach. But on Pesach, when there's a mitzvah to eat it tzli, you're not over the issue of noah. Noah is only when there's no mitzvah to eat it at all, Don't eat it north. They were doing checkless treasures. The Atsatama, don't wonder, how could that be? That where there's no mitzvah to eat it at all, that's when you're over Noah. But if there's a mitzvah to eat it shli, then you're not over the issue of Noah. Right? That seems not make sense. When there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, then you should eat it properly. If you eat it improperly, it's wrong. If there's no mitzvah at all to eat it, then maybe you're not over, which is takad halach. But don't wonder, shari huter michlalo etzot shli. Because the svara would be that since when you're not allowed to eat it at all, then there's a special lav of eating it more. But once you're allowed to eat it, that lav goes away. Even though you're not eating it properly, but when the Korban Pesach is, you're not allowed to eat it at all, there's a lav of eating it mavoshel also. But when you're allowed to eat it already, tzli, that lav goes off. Huter michlalo. In other words, there's a way of eating this, so then the improper way isn't as bad. When you can't eat it at all, then eating it the improper way is worse than when you could eat it and you're only eating it improper. That's a ha'abamina. Talmud Lomar, how do you know not to say either of those things? Al tochlu mimenu no, uvashal mavushal b'mayim, ki im tzliyesh. She'ein Talmud Lomar, ki im tzliyesh. Why did the Torah have to say ki im tzliyesh? Right? Even though we need Kim Tzliyesh to tell me also Kame Tveri and other things, but they say that what's it called? Rash Tosa says, Avogad Yitzchak Lahalkos Lomishum Kim Tzliyesh, and Anomi Mishum the Samachay Lenom Vushu. The fact that it's Samach, why I'd have to put them together is to tell me this halacha. Bishashi Yeshno Bekuma Chol Tzliyeshno Bechval Tokol Noah. Bishashi Eino Bekuma Chol Tzli, Eino Bechval Tokol Noah. The reason to put them together is to tell me whenever there's a mitzvah to eat shli, that's when there's an issue to eat noah, and you get malchus for it. When there's no mitzvah to eat shli, anyway you can't eat it, then there's no special issue of eating it noah either. Because then the issue is a kalalistic issue. You can't eat the Korban Pesach no matter what. Even shli you can't eat it. Rebbe Omer Akroni, Boshem. Right? I learned from the Pasuk itself, not from the Smichos. It says Basho. It could have said Basho. Matam Lomer Mivusho. Why did it say Basho Mivusho? Bamayim? Mibaod Yom. Oh, what's it called? Shiyachal Ainli Elisha Bishlo Mechshecha. Bishlo Mibaod Yom Minayim. I might think that the only issue of eating Mivusho is where you cooked it at night. When you could eat it, sleep. And you cooked it and ate it at night, then you're over the lav. How do you know if you cooked it in the day, but you ate it at night, that you're also chayiv malchus? Talmud Lomar, boshel mivushal mikol makom. So where it says, l'hai boshel mivushal afkei rebi l'tzliketer, u'l'shar mashkim. We learn from boshel mivushal that you're chayiv not only on water, but on other mashkim too. And you hide even if you cook it in its own juices. So how can we use Basha Mavushal to teach me that even if it was cooked in the day and you ate it at night, you're chayiv? He says in plain lema kra, oh Basha, Basha, Mavushal, Mavushal. So he used the same word twice. The fact that he used two different words teaches me both of these halachas. My Basha Mavushal, Shema Mino Tarte, Rashi. Chacha Kazayis Nomi Bal Yom Potter. Time before it should come in to cry. The words are learned from Sukkim because it compares eating Tzliyesh with eating Noah. Only when there's a mitzvah of Tzliyesh is there an issue of Noah. Lo pasla tzashim de chabura, namir le kamon, ein ha pesach necha lo b'shtei chaburos ke'echad, ve'ein ha ochel ochel b'shnei makomos. You can't eat the same Korban Pesach in two chaburos, can't split up into two groups, and one person can't eat it in two places. You have to eat it in one chabura. But when you eat it in the daytime, that's not called eating. So you didn't eat the Korban Pesach. Eating the Korban Pesach is only at night. So if you ate it during the day, it's not considered eating in two places because the first eating is not considered eating. Kazayas Fimashach Sheikh, Ami Pesach and Himnalav, but if you ate a Kazayas of Tzli somewhere, and then you want to continue eating it somewhere else, you can't.
Pas laatst me geboren ke de priestes. Ze een hoog om moet er leggen alleen naar de besneden komas. Beshaas een op bekom echel slee, de een lo het er achilles slee, en al den ze jes na belaafd lo zo gaan na. Right? Where you can't eat slee, right, there there's no mitzvah, there's no isser of eating na. When you can't eat it slee, then there's no issue of eating it no either, because then it's getting to b'chlau. Although, maybe not, maybe we'll say just the opposite. Although, no more king. El abinyin acher. B'shor sheyesh na b'kul me'echol tzli, d'hayna b'layla. D'chsi v'ochlus ha'bosa b'layla hazeh, eino b'bal tochal no. But maybe the opposite is true. That's only usher the noah when you can't eat it tzli. But if you could eat it tzli, then there's no issue of eating it noah. You're not allowed to, but you don't get malchus. When the outer tama, shari huter mechlolo, it's a tzli. The svara would be that since when the korban pesach isn't edible at all, and you go and eat it, no, you get malchus. But when the korban pesach is edible, if you eat it tzli, it's not so terrible if you eat it, no, because it's not something that can't eat at all. There is a head to eat it. So I feel it tzli or you also lechol biyom. During the day, you couldn't even eat it tzli. You'll see vachol sabosa b'lay lazev lo biyom. Shaksheicha huter mechlal iser esay the tzli. At night, the iser of eating its tzli, which applied in the daytime, now went away. The name of Nami noiklo huter lechatchila itzol no miuloch lo lechayiv aleim ochlo. So my thing that the iser even no went away too. Not that you shouldn't be should be allowed to eat it no, because you have to eat it tzli. But the malchus you won't get it. Shein tamid lomer ki in tzli eish. Already said you have to eat a tzliyesh. Why do you have to repeat ki im tzliyesh? Akroni boshel. Daya chave le bekriyas boshel. Right? The Torah could have just said boshel. Why did it say boshel ma boshel? English yitzchayv al achilis boshel alem ke bishlo mechshecha. Because I might think that you have to boil it at night and eat it at night to be get malchus. But if you boiled it in the daytime, right, then not. Why? Shuikar Zmano, because Yikar Zmano of Achilles Pesach is at night. So to be over the Isser, just like you're not over the Isser of eating no, except at night, I might think, you know, it has to be boiled at night too. Bishlom Bodyom Yochum Mishintech, Shak Menayim. How do you know if you boiled it in the daytime and ate it at night, Shachayim Malkus? So one says, well, Afke Rebbe Gufay, Roshay Le'el, Lashar Mashkin, Lashlikeda. Rebbe himself learned for the double lashon, bushel b'bushel, that not lavdafka water and even its own juices. So how does he use this for a second drasha? No, he's just going to say it, bushel b'bushel. Mitashani b'dibure, dorish b'drasha chrisanami. Could have said bushel b'bushel, b'bushel b'bushel. Why say bushel b'bushel? To teach me both drashas. The double lashon teaches me other mashkim in Slukeder, and the fact that it changed the lashon teaches me the second one. Tana Rabbana, Ochal Tzli Mibod Yom Chayiv. Person ate the Korban Pesach Tzli in the daytime, so he's Chayiv. Because what's it called? It's not the proper time to eat the Korban Pesach. It says, V'ochlu es habosar b'layla hazeh. That means only at night, not in the daytime. And here Chayiv Rashi says, yeah, okay, because I sleep about Yom Chayim, the first week I'm in. He wants to explain what it means Chayim. There's no love of eating the Korban Pesach in the daytime. It's only in Isra Aseh. Ma'och lo'es ha'bosar b'lay la'zeh, and not in the daytime. So what's the Chayim? It's mashma, the Chayim Malkus. Where's the Malkus? Because I is no mishach sheikh or Chayim. Either because I is no, at night, you're also Chayim. K'tani tzli dum yidinah. Mano belav av tzli belav. Mashma the same chayim. Just like your chayim malchus. If you eat noah at night, your chayim malchus if you eat tzli in the daytime. Bishlom noah ksiv av tochlo minenu noah. El et tzli menol. Where's this a lav on tzli? Dechsiv ochlo sabosar balayla hazeh. Balayla in biyom lo. I love abo mechlal aseihu. Vechol lav abo mechlal asei. Right? Is what's it called? Essay. It's not a lav. Why should you get malchus? It's not a lav that you shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach in the day. It's a lav abomich la lase. And that you don't get malchus for. Rashi. Gezei Shliach, Ketani Chiyuva de Tzlim Bod Yom, Dumya de Chiyuva de Nomer Shechel. Mashma that the Chayiv is the same. And you get Malkus for eating Tzli Mi Bod Yom. Why should you get Malkus? It's what's it called? It's Lava Bomech Lala Se. Okay, tomorrow we'll see the few different answers that Mara's going to give of why it's you get Malkus even though it's Lava Bomech Lala Se.